Human design. Do you know what yours is? Or maybe your children's? And did you know this is going to make an impact in how you parent them?
I left the corporate world while I was with Heather, and I started a marketing consulting business, and I actually just started a coaching business helping out parents who are stuck and don't know who they are anymore, and helping them discover who they are. Before I met Heather, I was struggling with my parenting, and I really thought it was just my parenting that was the problem, but it was in all aspects of life, from parenting to career to relationships to home and even money. And when I found Heather, her podcast, it just hit home. Like, there was a few podcast episodes that just triggered me to go ahead and apply. And slowly things started to unravel and just grow, and I started seeing a little bit of light here and a little bit light there, and everything just started to blossom and become lighter, and I found the old cat again. Yeah, so the transformation is crazy, and I could talk about it for probably hours, but the biggest thing is, like, during the course and working with her, the magic that happened was I stopped yelling at my kids. I started taking care of myself. I started valuing the relationships that I had with my husband, my coworkers, and friends more. I started seeing the positive in life instead of always looking at the glass half full. And post all this work, she just put the little bug in me that said, hey, Kat, you can actually share this, and you have a story, and you have the ability to lead, and I'm just having a fun time sharing all the learnings, and I just feel like everyone in the world needs to hear what Heather's been saying in their own way. And so to allow other grads and other people who worked with her to share the message is key. Heather, I love you. You changed my life.
Hey, ladies, I'm so excited for today's podcast. We have an interview with the amazing Jennifer Brosnick. Jennifer and I have been colleagues for, I don't know, 6-7 years now. You can find her at themindfulfamily.com. Jennifer has over 15 years experience working with families in schools, hospital, and private practice. She has a bachelor's in psychology from Michigan State University and a master's in social work from New York University. Certified holistic health coach and certified parenting coach, human design specialist, EFT, mindfulness, and quantum alignment practitioner. Okay, so listen, today's podcast is all about the conversation of human design. This is what I love about Jennifer and this tool that she found that radically shifted her life. So as you can see, she's a highly educated woman, and she found herself with baby number 3 saying, what the fuck is going on? Why do I feel out of alignment? So if you are one of those women that are judging yourself because you're like, I'm educated, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I've figured a lot of things out before, why can't I figure this out? I'm hoping today's podcast and interview gives you some insight. Human design, I have no idea what it is. We're going to get a little more into it. All I can tell you is knowing more about myself and my children and my husband has radically shifted how I parent, how I run my business, and how I take the pressure off myself. So let's dive in. You're going to want to probably listen to today's podcast multiple times. I'm excited to hear your feedback. So remember, head on over to Instagram at @MomIsInControl. Check me out. Leave me a DM. Send me an audio. I want to know, what did you think of today's episode? And if you absolutely love today's episode with Jennifer, please share it, screenshot it, send it to a friend, let them know about it. It might change their life. Let's dive in. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. I love, well, you and I have been connected for a while. It's been years. 6, 7, 8,
at least,
20,
yeah.
Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Maybe lifetime, who knows? Like
who
other,
knows?
Past life. For sure.
I think it's really important, the conversation we're about to have, because you know, a lot of people are, you know, attracted to this podcast because it's called Mom is in Control and they feel out of control in their lives.
Yeah.
And I often find it a two-parter. One, you know, we have this relationship with our children. Like, who are you? Why don't I understand you? Why do you trigger me? And then with ourselves, right? Like we go out into the world and we're just trying to figure out who we are and how we can be in alignment, feel in control in our lives. So the reason why I wanted to have you on is because you are a human design guru. I'm going to call you a guru.
Okay.
Every time I talk to you, you're like, do you have an F4 in this? And I'm like, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. So I'm excited. I know you like love this stuff. And yeah. I'm just like, you're my go-to person if I have questions. But yeah, like, let's talk a little bit about you. Like, how did you get here to human design? And you're a mama too. So talk about your journey.
Sure. So human design came through this, another amazing mama, woman, business coach, because I got on her mailing list. I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And they always had these amazing speakers and, you know, you joined 8 million lists and I must have joined hers. I didn't know who she was, no clue. But I got an email that said, do you want to understand your unique energy signature for success? And something in that language, like it was like of all the emails, all the spam, everything that I got on a daily basis, that stood out to me. And when I saw that like unique energy, you know, this idea that we are all unique, that we are all, you know, perfect in our own way, and that what works for one person isn't going to work for somebody else. And so at that time, like I was struggling in my business and feeling directionless and not sure, you know, who was I meant to serve. And so that email was like perfect. Universe, divine timing, whatever you want to call it, it sparked this thing. The minute I got my human design chart, she did like 3 calls with me for free to going over, you know, all of this stuff. And of course I hired her as my coach. And it was the minute I saw that I was a projector, like I bought every book there was and I like, that was it. Like this switch went on inside of me of like, this is the system I need to understand. So, you know, of all the things that are out there, and there's many ways to learn about yourself and raise your consciousness. But personally, this was human design just for me was that one thing that was like, I can't put this down. Like I could study it forever. You know, I think, and that's how you kind of know that something's meant for you. I don't know if you've ever had that experience.
Oh my God, I have that all the time. Well, not all the time, but when I do, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's when you know you're in alignment.
Yeah, totally. So that's what happened. And then like I started using it in my business and then I started running charts of everybody in my family and all of my kids and all of my clients. I was at the time, you know, really doing, you know, mostly therapy. I'm a therapist. I'm a clinical social worker. And so I started running, you know, all of my, you know, clients, and it just was the best tool for self-awareness and understanding like, oh, wow, that's why I do that. That's how I make decisions. That's why, you know, it was hard for me as a kid. And taking that perspective and realizing that none of it's your fault, none of it's personal, that it's just energy. It's just how our energy communicates, how we experience the world, and everybody experiences it differently. Like there's no one right way to be or do stuff. And that's why, like, I love it. Like I wish everybody instead of their profile picture, like had their human design, because then I wouldn't have these, you know, judgments or snap decisions around, you know, like based on what they were wearing or their skin color or how old they were. It'd be like, wow, like look at the beauty in that person. And you can see that from the chart. Like you can see someone's gift, their life purpose, you know, what they're here to do, who they're meant to serve. And so like, if we could see it through that lens, everything could be different. in so many good ways.
Actually, you would be the only one who could see that. I look at it and go, what the fuck is this?
Well, I could do a little bit there.
You know what, though? I'm sure if I dove deeper into it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's an easy cracking. It's an easy, like, it's an easy in. Not, when I say that, it makes so much more sense. So, okay, this is on a random topic, but sure. I used to always be afraid of, what do you call them? Psychics?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I've never seen a psychic. Like an actual quote unquote psychic, but I'm very open to like healing modalities and things like that. So here's my thing. When somebody says, here's your human design chart, or here's this, or like what they're really saying is I can really see you.
Yeah.
And that is extremely vulnerable.
Yes, absolutely. And so honor that for sure. And you know, what I would say is that anything that's coming from a place of fear is not in the space of love, right? So if you're afraid that someone's going to see you, you know, then it's an invitation to look at like your self-love, at your self-acceptance of, you know, how you view the world. You know, because nothing that's really you can be taken away. And when you are resilient, like when you love yourself, when you value yourself, when you understand how to make decisions, when you know your own truth and trust your inner voice, like there's no psychic healer, whoever, like you are the healer.
Ooh,
like, I like this. It's you that is doing the work. It's not the other person. It's your energy field. It's your, you know, cells, you know, they're the ones that shifting. Like we put, you know, whatever onto other people. But what's human design is like, I want to give people back their power, you know, by understanding themselves.
Ooh, I really, really like this combo because in the work that I do with women, I think the core, you always think like, what am I really teaching people? Mm-hmm. It's not about the strategy. It's not about like, you know, whatever. I'm teaching them to take ownership for themselves and their emotional health, their like actions, their thoughts, like everything.
Yeah.
And it's, that is an independence, like emotional independence, energetic independence, you know, whatever that is. Like you just got this. It's confidence, right? You're like, you know, I feel out of control. I know how to get back in alignment with my life and I want to manifest something. I know how to make it happen. Someone's an asshole to me. I know how to not allow that affect me.
Yeah.
And what I find, and I still fall into this pattern, I'll catch myself mentally, but old me, would be like, especially when you jump into personal development, especially when you're into like, if you're a business owner, you always think that someone else has the answer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is hard. This is hard. System.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else has the answer for me because I'm screwing up. What's your perspective on that?
Yeah. So what's coming to mind is something that happened yesterday with my girls. So I've got three daughters and we went to see my daughter compete in dance. So she's in competitive dance. She gets on stage. She performs in front of hundreds of people. And we came home and my youngest is 4. My oldest, the one who's dancing, is 10. And she gets in this place of like, I'll never do it like Maddie. You know, I'll never be able to be there on stage. You know, this very like disempowered state. You know, and I think, you know, what this reminds me of is like, you know, transformation, it's an inside job. You know, we can have dance teachers or guides or people that give us information, but ultimately it's us, the one, like we have to do that work. And oftentimes we want to skip, like Haley, she wanted to skip the 10 years of dance training that Maddie's had. Yeah. And she wanted just to like get on stage and be good at it. And it doesn't work like that in dance, and it doesn't work like that in any area of our life. Like you have to do it. You have to do the work, not just learn it, you know, and that's with human design too. Like I can sit with you and have a session and do a reading, but if you take that and do nothing with it, if you don't experiment with listening to your gut or waiting for invitations, depending on, you know, your type, if you just keep, you know, great, I have this information, and you keep going about the normal life, like nothing's going to happen.
Awesome.
So yes, have the guy.
Let's talk about this, because this is so good. Also, I heard a little noise on your headphones. Just curious if they're rubbing on your shirt.
Oh, maybe.
Okay. So I love, I never know where these conversations are going to go. And this is why I just love talking to people, because exactly what you said, right? Like, you can have a session, but if you choose to do nothing with it and not experiment, mm-hmm. Nothing's going to change.
Totally.
And I think that's really, really important. And I say this to people over and over again, when they decide to join, you know, Mastery or Solely Lean coaching with me, I'm like, yes, this is a big investment, and your life will get easier. But if you choose to do nothing with this information, if you choose to sit and be comfortable for the next 8 months or year of your life, nothing will change.
Yeah.
And it's so, so important to realize that we are the drivers in our success. So can you tell a little bit of your story? Because I know it wasn't always kitty cats and rainbows for you.
Yeah, no, I would say, I mean, that's how we find these tools, right?
Right.
We're suffering. Like, we have a problem and we are open. We're like, give me the solution, you know, show me that thing that can help me. And, you know, so there have been, you know, during growth, like, there's always expansion and contraction. There's like, I'm awesome. I'm doing good. I'm connecting with people. I feel an alignment. And then something happens, like a bill comes up, or, you know, the talk that you had, nobody signs up. So there's always like, and in motherhood too, you know, and in parenting, like there are days when our kids were getting along really well, and then somebody gets sick or somebody gets tired or they have a bad day at school. And, you know, so I think, you know, in my contraction period, like typically it's been around burnout, because as a projector, I am very susceptible to burnout. And I was raised with a manifesting generator mother who also lives with us too. So I'm still around that energy a lot. And I get pressured sometimes to use and push with energy that I don't have consistently, which leads to my burnout, which looks like anxiety, depression, being impatient with my kids. You know, that sort of like what I, my triggers or my, not my triggers, like my symptoms of how I notice that things aren't going, you know, well. And with, you know, the human design piece, like it's just something to fall back on. And I look at it like, one, since being a projector, my strategy is to follow invitations. Where are the invitations coming from? If I am having, like, so most recently I decided to get a job. So I decided to, you know, I had been asking, like, I want things to be easy. Like, I want to, you know, have the ability to be with my kids in the evenings. And I got this email, an invitation to explore an aspect of social work that I'd never considered exploring. And, you know, it wasn't like a letter, like to my doorstep. It wasn't a phone call invitation, but it was something like I'd been having this like question or prayer, whatever you want to call it, like find something that's simple. And this showed up for me to respond to. And it didn't make any sense. Like my mind could have never come up with that idea. And so it's allowing yourself, I think, to be in the flow during those expansion and contraction times and see what, you know, what comes through.
I think it's really important because we know what doesn't feel good, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, oh, not this, something's off. And human design seems to be, and I think that's really important. And I'm a manifesting generator and I'm so hard on my husband. I don't know what he is. I need to figure that out. I wonder mm-hmm. if he's a projector.
Yeah, I think I've ever run his chart.
He does not have the energy that I have. And mm-hmm. A lot of people that I attract are manifesting generators. I do attract a few projectors. Because I think they want to be
manifesting. They love your energy.
Yeah. They want to be manifesting generators.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, it's really finding what works for you. But I think burnout is easy for a lot of people.
Totally.
But what I'm hearing you say is you know, yeah, burnout is available to all of us. You don't have to be a specific type in order to burn out. But if you don't understand your unique energy, and the way that it manifests in your life, the way that you manifest more of it, you will always feel out of alignment.
Yeah. Yeah. So and when you get that energy, like, it feels good, you know, but you have to figure out, I think that's part of the work of human design, is understanding your energy that comes from within, from excitement, joy, doing work that you love, like feeling inspired, and the energy that comes from others that's not yours. Like, you don't own that. Like, that's not yours consistently. And it shifts sometimes. And so, you know, part of the work is just becoming more self-aware, like noticing, like, oh, well, how do I feel in this environment? How do I feel around these people? Like, without judging anybody or any, you know, anything, it's just, you know, how can you use this for deeper self-awareness, which ultimately, like, if we're talking about, you know, motherhood, you know, makes you a better parent, because a self-aware parent can parent so much more powerfully and empowering with her children.
So when you say the energy that comes within you, like what excites you, what brings you joy, and then the energy that comes outside of you, are you referring, and I know you said it's not bad, but are you referring, like, you know, the good energy that you get from people, or are you referring to, like, the negative energy? What do you mean?
Yeah, I think both. Like, I think you have to be aware of, you know, where you're taking on stuff from others. Some people feel other people's emotions really powerfully. Some people take on other people's soul energy and soul direction powerfully. And so, you know, looking at your chart, understanding where your openness is, can help you say, oh, well, I felt this way when I was alone. Now that I'm around these people, I feel this way. And, like, it's not, I don't really like labels of, like, good or bad. It's just like, this aligns with me, this doesn't align with me. Because that person, that energy that you feel is bad, someone else could receive that as, like, wow, that feels great.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I don't know, like, I hate, like, I'm not a big label, label person.
You little rebel. I think everything is just inquiry. It's like data for, that's why I always say, like, human behavior is a language. And if we just look at the behavior and realize that it's speaking to us, we can take that in as data and go, great, what can we do with this now? Like, we don't need to label it and then create a treatment plan for it.
Right.
We simply say, awesome, that's not working. Let's figure out another way of being.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So what do you think? Okay. So let's talk about parenting and human design.
Yeah.
So obviously you've ran the charts. You probably know everything about your children. How do you, cause I get this a lot. Oh, you live with three boys. That must be busy. And I mean, like, that's a loaded question. But it doesn't, sometimes it can get chaotic and busy, but they're three very different children. Right? Mm-hmm. So how do you parent your children? And what did you learn? Like, how did you parent them differently after you knew about human design?
Sure. So, I mean, I've known about human design since my oldest was about three. So I've known that she's a projector, and I have two generator kids. Generators need to burn themselves out every day in order to get sleep. And I think any parent listening, like, sleep is the most important thing for our family's health. You know, of course, if people aren't sleeping, you know, the world's not going to end, I promise. But we just typically feel better when everybody's sleeping well. So that's one really powerful way that human design can help us in our parenting, is it can help us get better sleep. And it can help us to help our children to get better sleep. So my kids all have rooms, like, we're, you know, I'm lucky enough that they can have rooms by themselves, because it can be, especially if I, you know, put in my generator who has all this energy for work consistently with my projector who does not, and amplifies that energy when they're around it, my projector wouldn't get the sleep that she needs. She also needs to lie down in bed and be alone before she actually falls asleep. So she needs time to discharge her energy. where my generators need to run around and play and burn themselves out and then go right to bed and not miss that second wind. So, I mean, like, just in terms of like practicality, like understanding that if you did nothing else, I think would be helpful.
That's interesting. I'm trying to think of like my kids and I'm like, I feel like I don't know what they are. I really need to like pay attention to their charts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I just think about like the best, how they best get to sleep. And that makes sense.
Yeah. Communication is the other piece, is that, you know, generators typically do better. This is generators and manifesting generators. And if you don't have your chart, I can run it for you on my website, or you can go to mybodygraph.com and run a free chart, like run as many as you want. The generators, they like to respond. So instead of saying like, what do you want to do? Give them yes, no choices and let them respond with Like my four-year-old responds all day long. And it's not like, you know, I think if you're listening and you're in the South, you know, that would be like, oh my gosh, that's terrible manners. Like, how are you, you know, raising your kids that way? But for me, it's just, I want my children to tune into their own wisdom. Like, I don't want to be this like all knowing godmother. Like, I want them to know in their gut what's right for them, because I'm not inside their soul. I'm not inside their path. Like, their journey is something like, I have no idea what's coming for them. And I want them to have that inner voice. So, you know, asking generators, yes, no questions. And then asking projectors, manifestors, and reflectors more of those questions of like, I wonder what you're thinking about this weekend, or I'm wondering what you're feeling like doing this weekend. So just in terms of communication and, you know, talking to them in a way that they feel seen and that they feel like, oh, I can tap into my truth. You know, because that's a big gift of human design, is that you can become more decisive and really understand like, okay, what am I meant to do? What is my soul's path? And the more you're on your soul's path, the less suffering you experience. The more alignment you have, the more ease you have in your life. And you know, that's the goal.
Okay. So you said a key word here that just put light bulbs. Soul's path.
Mm.
So that might sound woo-woo to people. Soul's path. And yeah. I see. So oftentimes women will say, I want to know my purpose. And they tie it to a business or work, right?
Yeah.
Service work in the world. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to have this conversation because I think it is a huge, it's definitely a marketing scam, I think. In the personal development world where it's like, you know, purpose to profits,
yeah.
People are monetizing on, I don't know my soul purpose. I don't know my life purpose. Oh my God, I'm going to make lots of money doing this too.
Right. Yeah.
And what I have discovered, and I don't know about you, but it's almost like anything that we're doing in personal development or parenting and, you know, human design, it's like an unlearning. Right? Like unlearning who the world taught you to be, unlearning who the world told you you should be. But really, to me, purpose is like, I could be doing that every single day and I'm not even working in my business.
Yeah.
So can you just explain that a little bit? Because people might be looking at that. And I know you also do readings for people in business and life and stuff. So can you like talk a little bit about that and how that integrates into the work that we do, but also it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So it's funny because Curry Parker, who's my human design teacher, just put out her report this week. And her message was that it's not about what you do, it's who you be. And it's what your purpose is by being the best you that you can be. And sometimes that means like that you change the life of the person that checked out your groceries just by them coming into your energy. Just by you showing up in a place, your energy is the work. You know, that living out that, and those things that you're doing are going to play into you being the best version of you. And I would say, you know, just like you said, like when you're doing the things that you know, feel like it's your purpose, it doesn't feel like work, you know, but what that's doing ultimately, it's raising your energy. It's raising your vibe so that you attract more people who want to support you, who want to share your message, who want to hang around you, that make you feel good. Then you feel better. You feel good about yourself. You own your value. So then other people see that and they're expanded by that. So it's this like sort of this spiraling cycle of goodness, I would say, you know, that just by being you, like you don't have, it's not about the money. It's not about, you know, while we're all designed to have the support we need to fulfill our purpose, sometimes that support comes through other people. You know, sometimes that support comes through our business. Sometimes it comes through parents or partners or, you know, selling stuff. Like it's not necessarily going to be how your mind or society expects it to be.
Interesting. Oh my God. So many questions.
Yeah.
What was my purpose on my chart?
The purpose, like you find it by following your strategy.
Right.
You know, you find it by listening to your gut and like, you know, doing stuff that lights you up. That's how you know your purpose.
So I have a story.
But your purpose like is as a generator, typically speaking, generators need to find something to do with their energy. So they're not meant to be couch potatoes doing nothing. Like generators need for their well-being to have something that they're doing, you know, so there is amount of, but it's who they be while they do.
Right. It's not about just like folding laundry all day and making
totally
sure that like the
floor
is perfect.
Yeah, no, it's light. It's being lit up by it.
So here's something funny. Well, it's not really funny, but the most depressive time in my life was when I felt like I didn't know what lit me up and I was doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I often find that I can take a nap, but if it's too long of a nap, or I'm just lying there in bed, I can go down what I call like this dark rabbit hole, like very quickly.
Yeah.
And like when I'm resting, that's one thing. And I'm just like trying to rest and restore. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like, oh, there's nothing for me to do or whatever, I'll get bored. And then if I lay down, I can get like depressed.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Wayne's World?
I did, but so, not, yeah. I don't know.
So you just reminded me like Wade's like, he's telling his girlfriend over. He's like, I thought I had mono or like, I thought I was depressed, but I was just bored.
Oh, interesting.
You know, something along those lines, where, yeah, like if we're not being of service, if we're not looking at our passion, you know, if we're not following our curiosity, you know, we're not going to have vitality. We're not going to have the ability to thrive. You know, that's one slice of the pie, you know, is that. And we have to look at it. Especially if you're a generator.
What?
Especially if you're a generator.
Okay, yes. And you know what's interesting? I remember getting chemo in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coaching people at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was like lit up like a fucking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like I was vibrating, you know, when you're like so into it, you're like vibrating, like you feel so good.
Yeah.
So most of the time, the nurse would be like hooking me up and, you know, putting the IV in me and they would be like, so what do you do? Or some of them already knew what I did and they would start asking me questions and they would say to me, oh my God, I feel so bad asking you these questions.
Right. Yeah.
When you're legit getting chemo. But I said, no, I need this.
Healing to me.
This.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, I was like, this is fucking healing. And I'm convinced that helping people while I was sick saved my life.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And, you know, and knowing like, so coming back a little bit into the parenting of the kids thing. You know, like generators, like you're asking them questions, like you're figuring out what lights them up. What do they love to do? Letting them do that. Projectors, you want to see them. Like the projectors want nothing more than to be seen and ask for their wisdom because most of the time they know. manifestors need to be informed. Like, they need to be told, like, this is what's coming up, because they have a very powerful creative flow and will revert to anger when they are stopped.
So are those like often like the sensory processing people? Would you find them on the autism spectrum?
There's other aspects of the chart, like definitely open head, open ajna, which is the two top centers in the chart, which are all about ideas, inspiration, and data processing and storage. So that I would say, like, definitely looking at like ADD, ADHD can have similar symptoms. And then the open sacral, which is the projector, manifestor, and reflector, are going to have similar things along those lines, where like they don't know what enough is enough. They don't know when to stop. They need, you know, strong boundaries and downtime. Right. And generators, you're going to see it if they're not moving enough, if they're on the phone, if they're sitting in front of the TV, if they're on video games. Like, it's sort of like their energy has to get out. If they're sitting all day, every day, it's like it's just bouncing off their insides. You can see how, you know, challenging that would be to feel well, you know, if you never have that ability to discharge that energy.
And culturally, I mean, I look at the education system. You know, how we parent it. We're not taught that way. So going back to human design. So, okay. There's human design. There's like the basic types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then within that you have like, I'm going to cut.
Nine centers. Yeah. 36 gates.
Are people the same? Like, can people have the exact same map?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Like identical twins are going to have the same. Or not just twins in general. Anybody born at the same time in the same time zone, because based on your birth day, time, and place. But within that, there's always different, like just like genetics, like there's different ways to express genes and there's different ways to express what's in the chart. And so the goal is you're always trying to live out that highest expression and listening to the body, like it's body-based wisdom, which I love because, you know, I think in therapy, we're doing like top-down approaches where we're like talking out problems to fix the, you know, issues in the body, where actually it works a little bit better if you use the body to help the mind. And so this is a really great way to listen to your body. Like, what does your body feel like when you got the invitation? What does your body feel like around this person? You know, not what your mind is telling you, like, well, they're nice or this or that, like all of our pros and cons list, but what does it feel like? Like, what's the body telling you? And so, you know, there's a ton of different, you know, ways that people could feel depending on their temperament, their genetics. You know, like you can't just look at human design. Human design is a piece of the puzzle. I mean, you have to look at, you know, like their learning abilities, their attachment style. Like, did they have parents around that understood them and, you know, wanted them to be unique and know this information? So, you know, I think it's, yes, human design is important. It's not the end all, you know, of all information.
Yeah. And it's more data for the whole.
Totally. And it's just, if it makes your life easier, this is how I always look at it. Like, who cares if it's woo woo? Who cares if it's out there? You know, we don't have, you know, Jesus here, like talking to us, telling us that we're on the right path. You know, we have to listen to our body. And sometimes we just know, like, yes, like this is for me. And sometimes it's like, no, this is not for me. And I want you to honor that too. Like, if human design's like, oh my God, I can't, it's too out there. Like, then listen to that. That it's not right for you right now. But maybe there's something else out there that can help you on your journey, you know, on your transformation and whatever, you know, you're looking for in your life.
Yeah. And pay attention to, is it not for you or does it just scare you?
Like,
are you open to that possibility? Because I can't tell you how my life has transformed thinking outside of the box. And when I say thinking outside of the box, all I mean is thinking outside of traditional methods to heal and grow and evolve. And I oftentimes find that the people that are stuck the most are the people who are like refusing to leave the box. So
it's like really gray thinking.
Yes. Just be open and curious. Yeah, and
totally.
The more open and curious you are, the more you see. And what I love about it is when I get frustrated with myself or somebody else, I realize, like, we're just built differently. And when you realize that, you see and accept everybody.
Totally. And that's the thing. Like, I look at human design, it's like, it's just a really great awareness, mindfulness tool that allows you to have compassion for yourself, compassion for others, not taking personally. And if you didn't even study human design, but you cultivated that mindset, you know, that I think is the most important message.
For sure. So where can people find you? I know you already said they can get their chart from you, your website. What is that?
Yes, it's themindfulfamily.com.
And are you also offering, like, if somebody wants to get a reading done?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So all the information, if you go to the main homepage, you can request your chart, and then there's a link that says book a reading. I have a course, a do-it-yourself course to heal burnout if, you know, that's part of, you know, what's showing up for you, and a community for moms who just want to use human design in their life. So it's all there.
I love it. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes. Thank you for having me and for this fun conversation.
I'm trying to, like, hold back my coughing fit. but I love talking about this stuff. I think any tools that can give parents, you know, another opportunity to see and understand their children. And more importantly, themselves, right? Like, why do I do this? Why do I do that? Oh, I did it again.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. It's part of who you are. And the more we see and understand and discover who we are, the more we'll understand this world and our children.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for hosting such an amazing platform to share that.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eva, and I just wanted to quickly hop on and with a testimonial, like a before and after Heather's program. I'm living in Denmark and I have two kids, and the place I were at before the coaching was kind of burned out, I think. Our second son had a very hard time sleeping through the night, and when I got back to work after my maternity leave with him, I was like, it was like one day at home sleepless and then the other day back to 30 hours a week at work. And I just had a hard time making it all work out. So, and I was just like on autopilot and in survival mode. And at some point I would just fall asleep on the couch every night at 7:30, and I didn't know what would give me energy, and it was just not myself anymore. And then my husband actually told me that he would be worrying about me and what we could do to help me so I would feel good again, and I had no clue. I really didn't have a clue. And that brought me on a journey of searching for podcasts. And there I found Heather's, and her first episode I listened to, it was called Where Did the Joy Go? And in that moment I knew, okay, I'm not alone. This seems to be something that happens to others as well. And I started following her podcasts and I actually got addicted. And at some point she just asked us to apply for a free chat, and I did that. And it was a match, of course. I knew that. And one thing that was a big problem for me was the money. I thought it was a lot of money to take away from our budget only to help myself. Today it sounds crazy because it's the best investment you can make. But at that time, you know, I didn't know what was good or bad. So I really thought I couldn't afford this, or I didn't want to afford that, and eventually I did, and I did not regret it. It helped me so much. Heather helped me discovering where I wanted to go career-wise, and she helped me finding the strength to finally go and build up a photography business that had always been my passion, And I just my parenting changed so much. I was yelling at my kids and I was impatient, and that changed. It changed so much. I have a total different way of communicating with my kids. Our connection has changed very much. They have, of course, sensed this very, very fast that something had changed, and we are in a very good place today. So, and this was a once in a lifetime experience. The Facebook group she's running has really been uplifting for me. In the beginning, I didn't want to be a part of a Facebook group because I had just uninstalled Facebook totally from my telephone, and it was amazing what went on in that group, and I'm still a part of the graduates group, which is great. So yeah, if you are doubting and thinking about the money or whatever, trust your guts and do what feels right. Don't go after the money. This was one learning for me that was additional. You can find so much money and you can save so much money in other areas of your life where you're just using money that you don't have to use. That's what I experienced. So I actually found all the money. I had the money actually. I was just spending it differently before, and I didn't buy anything for myself for a whole year, and it was not a problem. So yeah, go for it. If you are matched with Heather, you are lucky.